Okay, we're on Saturdays. No? Oh.
And Ramor says, Yeshom de la Acha Shesha Bemalcho Shir Melicha, La Mikwe Acha Kach Roseach. Ulitzorach Godel Kagon Behefsid Meruba Vuhu Litzorach Sudas Mitzvah, Yesh Lishma Chamikilin, Av Balov Hachi Ein Lahokil Klau. Bafilo Lonim Lachabosu Mishnei Tzad, if Rak Mitzad Echon, even though the Rashbo says that for the head of Melicha you have to do both sides. But it's a rock mitzad echa. Kol shenim lech melicha she'enu inecho machmas molcho mich shevoseach. Aval kol shelo nim lech kol kach mich shev tzoynin. Afilu nim lech mishnei tzdodov. V'yeshom da anan ein bekim bedov v'yesh lano lachshov v'afilu melichas tzli kivoseach. V'tov lahachmi b'mach v'she'en hefsid meruba. And the Mechaber continues, Maliach ke'en Maliach, the boy lo le'ocho, afilu le'acha, shehidichu havi enu necho machmas mocho. V'chol zman shelo shoru b'mayim haynu k'roseach leso k'dei klipa. V'ein chilek ben Maliach elyon v'tofel tachton le'maliach tachton v'tofel elyon le'olam ha'maliach mavliyo b'tofel. V'einu b'leah mimenu. Hilkach boso u'gvina Hamaluchim shenogu ze bezet tzoch liklof shneim b'makom nikiyosam v'im echem ehem aluach v'asheni tofel hamaluach muta v'padoch v'tofel tzoch klipa. V'yesh omim, let's just continue the Ramad, v'chom licha anu mesharim b'shishim v'ayin l'kam v'sim kufhei ketzit nogim v'hoda torah maluach v'tomei tofel shori hainu shahatomei yovish avalim hu dovet solu Neser ha-tom, yachos she'enu necho machmas mocho, bolea ha-isot, she'etzel v'shneim asurim. Okay, v'davke she'ato lach ksas, avli hu yovish legame, enu bolea v'medava lach she'etzlo.
So, let's just read the shach here. Ha-mechabesu v'karan, she'evi be'beis yosef, l'psak ha-loch, d'haynu k'shisho, shir melicha, l'kdera, havi roseach. Makami hachi lo, v'hod mevur b'dvara. So the mechaber sent it has to be that it was already nimlach. So it was shor k'dei melicha, which is k'shei k'shir hiluch mil. So let's say 18 minutes. But before that, it's not v'hachi lo v'hachad mevur b'dvara v'simin samach test afilu makami hachi havi rosech. Uksas Masha Shem de la Achash Shah Shim Malicha Lo Havi Rasech. No, it's just the opposite. You know, the Mechaber here holds that if it's, you need Shim Malicha, that makes it Rasech. Before that, it's not. And before the Shach quotes, he held just the opposite, that it's Rasech at the beginning. But after a while, the sword dissipates. So it's not Malich, the verse. Shir melicha lo havi roseach. Tzorach lomad the shiny hosim da'ayri be'isu dam v'hilkach hadam v'hamelech roschim heim b'shas ha'melicha b'agod afil b'mokum she'ein ha'bosim michshav roseach tziru choshav roseach avloke she'shor shir melicha she'az posa koach ha'melech machmas she'polot kol hadam aval hocha ma'ayri be'isu bosa u'gvino d'chol ma'ach kama lo nimlech kohogen ein ha'bosa roseach. Aber kishisho shir melicha nechshe vashech shre lo posa koach ha-melech shlo polut klum devade ari shikva nimlech ha-bosa v'hudach kidino v'ata nimlech shenis v'im lokein ayo ha-gvino nesa mishum dam v'ara b'ago mashre din bosa u'gvino li'isu dam. That's the Ramor v'ine lava
The Rav thought, you know, remember we spoke about in Tarovis, what's the locha of Meliach Kiroseach? Does Meliach Kiroseach mean that it's Mamish Kiroseach, it's considered a Blias Cham? Or Meliach Kiroseach means to say that it's Balea. Just like Rasicha, you know, Davachan could be Mavlia, so Roseach can. And the Rav had several Nafkaminas. First of all, Nafkamina, how much is it? A potential nafkamina is how much is it? How much is it mavliya? If the halacha is that it's a bliyas tsoinen, then it's only kedei klipa, which is what we pass in here. But if it's, but the Ram is mashma that it's balea keneged, it's balea kulo, and the Ran, and there's another shita that holds it's kedei netila. Right, but if it's Kenega Ketula and Tila, then it's a Blias Cham. If it's right, so that issue may come into play here. That if you need that Roseach, if Meliach Roseach is that it has to be Shov Kidei, you know, Kidei Hila Chamil. So the Rav thought that may be because if it's a din of Cham, so it takes time for the, you know, for the salt, that the thing should be completely salted. So maybe then, I think this is the way he said it. Then it's. You know, then you need that should be Meliach afterwards. But if it's that it's a Blias, because of the Chrifus, maybe that takes place right away. After a while, it dissipates. I don't know if it's a Mukach to say Lambert, but anyhow, it may be related. Maybe. Right? Okay. So the Shach here says it may be in terms of the Stira, that over there, if we speak about Lagabi Dam, so Lagabi Dam, it's not the loch of us, you know, Meliach Kiroseach and the Chefter. It's just simply in terms of does it take out, can take out the dam that it does right away, but after a while, it's Toshish Kocho because it's taken out the dam and it can't work anymore. So it's a unique loch of the by dam, but not as relates to Bliya in terms of other Yisur. That's what the Shach suggests to answer in the Mechaba. The Harav Bahagor Mishum Mashvedin Bosa Ugvina Le'isa Dam. Bekitzul or lahashiv aleim mashal shenivul afiyas daiti v'inei betumas hadeshen sham shaluhu al shibesudas bris mila malchul baso habe bekli echad malchul gamkin bekli echad avzos v'achas sheshor hakol shir malicha v'yoseh lokhu v'over kol habaso im haavzos v'hoch hakol milmala lamato mimata lamala at shenoga hakol zeb. Sharidur, the Ozerua, Kosu, the Bosser, Ugvina Meluchim, Shinogusa, Bezer, Afilu, Achas, the Melicha, Asurin. Vidocha, Lachalek, the Davka, Havmelech, Atzmo, Toshish, Koko, Avagufa, Ticha, Atzma, he, Rosachas, Laolam. Dim Kane, my Maxim, Haros, Vasmag, Miona, Shinofla, Lakutach, the Isak, Bishas, Dim Hakutach, Nimlach, Kahogan, Shahayona, Asura, Afagav, the Hakutach, Nimlach, Miyomim, Rabim. Umetamtin the shining hosin the hamelach lo posukoch the shlob holot klun abelavochi lokosha midi the hare hakutoch who gufa isu atzma el dvade pligi hanaka only ladodi elishikosha the smag gufe kosov kisefa chumish visiaito hal kamim the smag gufe lo svile the tam hogun who lakach nira the ein lahokel elabisuda smitsva hefsim ruba the kosha gam kane. The Shabbat Divre Sefer Chumas V'Siyaitu Akan Dvarav B'Kotzuv Marshal Perko Boso, Hesig Olav, the Yeshu Chalak Ben Guf, Achtich Lahamelach, Vishiv Kushem Vyotzeb, Beakvosov, Achlov Habach, Vedivrem Tchukim Kashi Yireh Hamayan Sham, Gambalavachi Ain't Svo, Klala Chalak Shim Hamelach, Ainu Kurosech, Lami Yeguf, Achtich Kurosech, Aval Nilfi and Stitem Imamashmos, Apostin Dolo Aminum, Sheposako Hamelach, Ella Hechashi Hifli Dam. Kiderach HaMelech lahaf l'dam, v'lo shar dvorim, k'mo shekosev harosh, v'tur, imkein davke b'chai gavna, aminin l'acha sheshoa shir melicha, posa korach HaMelech, hol v'hif l'dam, ma she'enkin b'shar dvorim, v'hilkech, since it's busy taking out the dam, then it's tashach korach HaMelech, but otherwise, just to bleed, let's say, bosa t'cholov, then the shar holds that even after this man it'll continue to be mavliya. Vehikach sev trumas b'siyak d'mai b'basu v'vino me'isu basu b'cholav lo me'isu dam lo posukor hamelach shelo hiflet klum pshitu le'acha shir melicha choshu kroseh v'kach kosa isu v'heta the basu b'kosha shemolchu hamelach lo'olim b'tokfu d'holo hiflet dove ayin shan v'haynu d'kosvu harosh v'asmag d'vekuktuch lo posukor hamelach shelo posu klum zenir b'enai boro Asher lefize lo pligi hagaonim adodi gam divri smag miyushovim she'enim sosin zeh et zeh v'chein divri hatur v'et seisi dover zeh lefnei hagon I guess it's Avi Mori's al v'shag doli hamorim v'nosu b'dover v'eskimu l'dvarai lefize hayinir lahata afilo shelo b'mokim hefse merubo v'sudas mitzvah Ach the Medivei Shah Haposkim Gabi Maisa, the Rashi Mashim Lahedu Da Filu Gabi Dam Lo Aminu De Pasukor Hamelach Laacha Shesha Shir Melicha Vilkach Kosev Harab Bahagos Smak De Riva Omer De Tzir Hayotzim Habosel Laacha Shir Melicha Ein Allah Din Dam Roseach Avli Yesh Olav Din Bosa Roseach Leso Agvinos Kasher Nofel Hatzir Sham Vatzalom De Af Laacha Shir Melicha Nechshev Roseach El de ein olav din dam kevin de shor shir melicha v'yotze kvar kol domo v'chein hu b'akol shari dura. Okay. V'hilchach havalo de lo lo sifalo v'ein lahokel el b'makam hefse merubo v'sudas mitzvah v'miyu b'toch shir melicha l'olam osa afilo b'hefse merubo v'sudas mitzvah v'chol haposel son de toch shir melicha havi v'oseach which is not like the psaka de machaba right v'haran yot V'aran yochid hu l'gabei v'gam kvar docha harashba b'mishmeres habayis svar zu b'shtei yadayim, ayin shan. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Let's do osifav. Hechid amin de'eno osa el kidei klipu k'she'en shum achas me'achticha shmeina. Shum haise shmeina kula asura v'chein chaverta asura kula m'nei shehasuman mefapeya. Hodim afagin ben nechel machmas mochel, eno nechel machmas, haini mele bebosu chai, avot sliv oseach, shenofol lemaliach, afil nechel machmas mochel, boy klipa, vim yesh bo bekoim oshu, vatuba beton vahut sliv oseach kulam oso, vahu hadin ofoy mavushol, vyeshund afilu heim tzonenim dina hochi. Okay. Ain boss b'chol neser say de melicha o al yidei kovash el b'achila avlo b'hanok because melicha is only drabonim. Okay, let's start. Sadi base. Kzayis boss shenofel toch yorish al cholav v'oseach tom ha'ovik ha'chovan ha'kteva im amri sheyesh bo tam basa asura v'im lav muteras afil b'pachus mishishim v'osu chticha asur v'medva mamumim shekodem v'hotzi achticha kodem shetiflot cholav shebolo dahainu kodem shetunan tanuach ayorem mirisichosa avim lo hivsik lesalko ad shetuchal liflot acholav shebolo shetama avukach ein bo tam klal osu elam ken yesh bo shishim. And then the Ramah says, "Lishita so that we don't never rely on a kfeila." So again, then the Lachaber will say that we're talking the Kedei. I'm skipping a little bit because we've got deadlines coming, right? There's one thing I wanted to speak about today. I have to skip a little to get to it. Here we have also in Sif Dalit about the locha of Chtichnas Nevela that the Mechaba holds. The Chtichnas Nevela is only by Basa B'cholav. That's a Din D'Oraisa, that's the definition of Basa B'cholav. And the Ramo says that we write this Machlok, Rabbeinu Tamid, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Toysis. V'yeshim D'Aminu B'chol Ha'isuim Chtichnas Nevela, Ramo says. V'chein Haminid Poshuk, V'ein L'shanos, V'davka Im Ha'isu. And so on, but the Ramah says we say it by that so the loch of Chetich Nas Nevela applies to other Yisum as well, right? So in Tavor, which we spoke, so if you look here, look in the Shach here, Ois Yud Beis, V'yeshem Davinu B'chol Yisurim, Kosev Ha'og V'shem Ma'ri, V'kom V'kule Amma Eino Ela Midrabonon, M'viu Beis Yois Tzak Imos, V'kach Kosev Ha'amand, V'shar Yisurim Havi Midrabonon, V'reise B'simen Chav Beis Sifkot Yud. So the Rav said from this Shach, you know, many people want to say that the loch, that the one who says that you say Chetich Nas Nevela B'Shar Yisurim, this is a little bit by way of review, that we say Chetich Nas Nevela B'Shar Yisurim is who? The Oyser is Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Mekel is Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Tam, who's Machmer, some want to say this is Rabbeinu Tam L'shito So, in his opinion about Tam Ki'ika. Because the Rabbeinu Tam says, to use the Rosh's expression, that her Hetin Saprach Lios Yisur, so therefore if it has Tam, so therefore, the whole thing is the Sapach Leos Isa, and therefore you need Shishim Kineged the entire Chticha. So the Rav argued against this, at least Lahalocha. It's possible that, I mean, that these two opinions are, maybe in Rabbeinu Tam that's true. But this Shach, you see, is not, if that would be true, then Chticha Nas Nevela would be a Din D'Oraisa. And the Shach here says that Chticha Nas Nevela is only Din D'Rabbanan. And the other rai that Rav had, that this is not, I mean, he had several rais, but the other one, just to mention one, was the coin with the shita of the Ravid, which we paskin like B'mokum Hefsig, is that by lach b'lach you don't say Chetich Nas Nevela. If the halacha was based on Tam Ke'ika, whether it's lach or yavish, you know, or a dove or gush, shouldn't make a difference, it still would be what? It should be Tam Ke'ika, right? So the Rav said a completely different shot. The Rav said that the halacha Chetich Nas Nevela la halacha is a different halacha completely. It's completely a din drabbanan. Because if you didn't think it was a din drabbanan, also there'd be another issue. For example, when we have, you know, melech habluah b'dam, so it should be nepach lios isa, and it should be usa keneged kulo, and you shouldn't say that it doesn't, you know, ain't easy yochel lelech, ain't el mokse easy yochel lelech sham. Why? This was nisapach leos isa. So the Rav said the halacha is halacha in how we cheshben shishim. That we cheshben shishim, we cheshben it keneged, not only keneged the isa, but keneged dova hamachzik as the isa. But that is purely a dindra bonon. And then, of course, there's a regular Chetich Nas Nevela, which is by Basa B'Cholov. That indeed is a Din D'Oraisa, because each one by itself is Heter,
and when you cook them together, the chalav and the basar, they're both transformed into isa. But the other one is only din in davar machzik is a isa.
So it works differently by basar b'chalav.
Yeah, but by basar b'chalav, because that's the definition of basar b'chalav. When you cook et and isa together, each one is transformed into isa. That like the definition. So that's chetich nas nevela midiraisa. But the Shach says b'shari surim, even unless you're going to the Mechaber, he doesn't have it b'shari surim at all. So you understand why it's only by Bas B'chol and not b'shari surim.
Who is quoting the Ran saying that it's modeled after Bas B'chol, but the Rabbanon, that the
Kinyan Yiraisa
is...
Right, because there is a formula, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kinyan Yiraisa, there is a model of Bas B'chol of where you say Chetich
Right. But I was just saying that the mechanics are going to be different from the Rabbanan.
Right, it's completely different halacha.
It's because right, in the halacha sense, but it's not the mechanics.
Right, because, for example, halacha lemaisa. Let's say the Ravid that says that by, and the Rama quotes this Ravid, that if by shari surim, if it's a davalach,
right.
So that if it were bosa b'chol of the Yiraisa, even if each one, if it was a double lach, you cook milk with, whatever it was, that milk would, that would become bas b'chol of the Yiraisa, right? Not just gvina and even if it's a liquid, you wouldn't say by double lach, it would be chetich nas nevel of the Yiraisa. It's only b'sharishun that you don't say. Now, since we have a lach by bas b'chol of that there is such concept of chetich nas nevela, so, but on the Drabona level, it's a completely different halacha. It's a halacha dova machzik as a isa. And that's why by dova lach, we don't say it, because by dova lach, you can't say that this is machzik as a isa. I mean, that was an important you sold for the Rav. Bikivega points out that Toysis says it's on Drabonim, but Kivega points out that according to Toysis, it's a din d'iraisa. To become a kol eno el mit Drabonim, l'ani is tied to medive Toysis, mimash dehuksu delubalozo bechli midyan eich higilu hayor gdola v'hu desvila dehu d'iraisa, right? Because, if you say chetich nas nevela, how did they ever kasher? So if it's, because... If it wasn't the Yoga Dolod and you didn't have Shishim, it would ask for the water and the water would go back in again. So on the Divisa level, how did they have a kasher? Right? So you see that Tosus assumed that Chetich Nas Nevela was Divisa. If you say the whole Chetich Nas Nevela is Drabonin, so you have Shishim Ketegad Isa. You don't have the Cheshman against the whole, that it keeps going out and answering the water. That's what Kiveg is right. Okay, Tosus disagrees with the Shach. Or the Shach is not going to Tosus, just. I guess it would be the better one. And then he says, V'kolzer b'shar isurim. Right? So the b'shar isurim is only drabonon, right? Now the question is, what about bas b'chol of drabonon? So that we saw the task quoted, you see the Kivega, the next Kivega. V'kolzer b'shar isurim. But this is in the Bechoza, you see the bottom line of Ramon Mako. So Yesh Lahachmel Elisa also Chticha. Bechoza Bashari Surin. Ava Babosa Becholos Afa Peter Ain Haisu Dovuk or Mixus Achticha Toch Abote. Right, so he says, Kivega says that that's also by Bas B'chol Drabonin. So we saw before, remember the task quoted that was a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether by Bas B'chol Drabonin, let's say Psal of B'cholov, do you say Chetich Nas Nevela?
There's a general machlokes by Isiri Drabonin. We say Chanan by Isiri Drabonin.
Right, but this is by Bosbach. What about Bosbach Cholov? Do you say Chetich Nas Nevela?
Right. Right.
So maybe we spoke about that last week.
Right.
So anyway, but I'm just saying, I'm guessing Rabbi Kivega mentions, he says, after Basu Chal Drabona, Kain Mispam Divya Shach, the Mashakosov, Nafkusa Badova Leinian, Mashakosov Arav Bago, Simitzad Bey Sif Dalit, Akan Lashono. So and here the Shach says, if we continue to accumulate about more, we come to this Vayvid, that it's only by Dover Yavish, right? But by Dover Lach, we don't say Chtichnas Nevela. Here, where's this in the Ramor? At the end of the Ramor. V'im Nisav Iso Lach Beheta Lach, V'achka Chach Nisav HaKol Beheta Acha, Ein Tzichim Lach Shishin Neged HaIso. You know, and you don't say Chtichnas Nevela. Shinofol. V'yesh Lichnoch Alzeh B'shar Isurim, L'tzorech Hefse Godol. Aval lo b'bosa b'cholav. V'im Nisarev Yovish B'yovish Lo Amrinon B'shum Iso Chtichnas Nevela. Right. But the Ramor quoting the Ravid says that if it's lach b'lach, we are mekel. So that's also, as I said, that was one of the Rav's vice. You see, it can't be Rabbi Natan l'shitaso, because if it's Rabbi Natan l'shitaso, then, you know, lach b'lach, that shouldn't make a difference. It's still tam ki'ika. The Pisei Tshuva here quotes from the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev is Oysu Gimel. She not Kosev Ataz B'Shem Ma'ashal D'Zed Davkish in his Avish Shalok Derech Bishul. Avon Hu Derech Bishul Shuk Ben Sinas Tam. Shinas Avish Sham Isu V'Achkach Nafal Min Havoitev Leb Tavshil Heta. Sarach Shishim Neged kol havotev, shenafel, avalach b'lach kagon yain b'yain, omayim b'mayim asurim, nuchol loma delo aminu kol haheta nasis nevela, befat shu milsed rabonin, bin nitosev achar kach heta shori, mashmut afilu shelo b'mokim hefsted lo aminu b'lach, shenas nevela, mashmut midravid afilu shelo b'mokim hefsted lo aminu b'lach nasis nevela. This is the Taz here. Look in the Taz, so it's Tesvav. Hatam bebez b'shem ha-monacha, the davka b'chticha atzvat mitam chshivish, ki achticha isa nikol muvdol hu, nas nevela, ve'ech yitzav alea shum heta levatel ha-isa, ha-balua bo, ala b'dov alach b'lach, kigon yayim b'mayim, But my devil is arguing that she ain't her iso nika v'nivdil v'ain kach shivas iso misariv heta hasheni im ha echad because of my shal perik gid hanosh mekom newly lechag to zel davkish in his avish shaloka derech bishul avim hu derech bishul shu benesinas tam shinis avisham iso v'achkach navom in havoitel letavshul heta tzor shishim neged kol havoitev shenafa v'lo sogi lachshav. Common nivla b'shir roitev. You know, the mashal is saying it's only where it's like there was a natural. It wasn't through the bleed didn't come through bishul. It came just the it was liquid and the liquid got mixed in. Let's say the yain nesach got mixed in with the other one, with the other yain shel heta. So then we say the vayvid holds you don't say chtichnas and rebedav alach. But if it was the bleer came through Bishul, then he considers more choshuv, and you do say, and then they were not mekel. Kama nivla b'shir roitev, zeh min ha'isa l'fi erach, avalach b'lach, kon yayin b'yayin, mayin b'ha'asu, nuchalom d'lom minu kvar nasis kol ha'het nevela b'fat, shu milsu drabonon, d'chtich nas nevela hu drabonon, v'im nitosev achar ha'het ha'shori, akan dvorev, mash min drov d'afilu shalo b'mokam hefsed, lo minu b'lach, shu nas nevela, shalo k'divri ramokan. So, you know, the Shach says that this is not by, it's not just a chumrah, as some use the lashon by basa b'cholav. That's what he called by lach b'lach. It's a chumrah de basa b'cholav. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why chumrah de basa b'cholav? Why is basa b'cholav more chumrah than, you know, than avodah zarah? By avodah zarah, we do say by yayin nesach, right? So why should it be by basa b'cholav? By lach b'lach, it's not. It's just. He says that's the definition of that's basa b'cholav, because the whole thing is the sapach liyasisa. That's the shach ois tesvav. One of the rais that the Rav had is the rest of the Surah. We don't have it here, but we had it in Tarovis. He says, V'ayin le'el simit tzadites, midin chtich nas nevela, kli ha'nesa mebliyas isa, lo aminu be chtich nas is nevela, lo be'inin shishi rak negada isa shibola. Right? But there are those who say that if it's a kli cheres, right, which the Ramo himself says there, right, in tzadites, kli ha'nesa, ayin besif she'achazev, right, so look over here. Look at the Ramah afterwards. V'dafkim hakderi yeshana. Avim ha'is. Let's just read this next. Tipus chol shenafel hakderi she'etzel ha'esh mivachutz imnafel kineged hatashel einzoch elashishim neged hatipu hashem afapes lefnim vavikilu nafel b'tavshel v'imnafel. Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. V'imayel had right v'lo yadak here. V'dafkim hakderi yeshana. Avil hi chadasha b'chol inyan einzach shishim rak neged hatipa shenafel aleha k'lo kaman simin tzadi dalim. So remember we had that the Ramah said, here's that, is that by said that by and yeah, the Rav said there are those who say that you say chtich nas nevela by the k'teva also, right? And the Ramah says that way, if it's maybe by kli cheres, since you can't be magalit and you can't separate it, so you need shishim k'neged the whole dofnei hakteva, right?
Where was that? Can't find it right now. But then you have this. Like I said, from the fact that some say, and let's say by Kteva of Cheves, that you say Chtichnas Nevela, that also proves, because it's not shaykh to say that the Kteva itself, which is made from whatever it is, cheres, whatever it is, that should become chtichat yisurim. Food, you say chtichat nasta by yisurim, or by tam kika by yisurim. That's only a bli in the kli. So if you say that you have to cheshbon kineged the whole kli, and you say chtichat nasta nevela, that's because of what halacha? That's this halacha, that's the din drabonon of chtichat nasta nevela, that it's what? Then we have the cheshbon keneged the dove hamachzik as isa as well. But if it was a loch based on tam kika that the het and the sapach was isa, that certainly doesn't apply to the k'teva.
Are you looking for tzadiches
Oh, yes. Revelomin Gabiklich Tichnas Nevela, right? But then what is he quote about? The Ramot Shnovim and Akhtev, Yesha Ein Machalkim. Here, the Beklich Cheres, the EF Shala Hafid HaIsa, Ide Hagola, Amina Akli Nas Nevela, Avalova Shah Kalim, Fatov Lachush Lachumra, right? So that's that. So according to that Ramor, right? And there are those who say that you say by Kteva also, V'yesh she'enu mechalkim and kaf yoshin l'shal kelim v'omim debekli cheres de'ef shel ha'afid ha'isa, right? So anyhow, according to that, what shaykh to say chtich nas nevela by a kli? So if you do, it must be... it must be, it's a different halacha. It's not that it's in Sapach Yosita, Isa. It's based on that's how much we need in terms of cheshmaning shishim, that you need to be cheshmaning not only connected to Isa, but also to have hamachzik the Isa. And that's why, as I said, that's this Ramon, that the Vavid is machalik. Right? Okay. Okay, let's continue. This halach also is important. Tipus chol shenofla lakteva she'etzel la'eshmi v'chutz. In Nafla Kenegan Hatafshil, Ain't Soch El Shishim Kenegan Hatipa, Shmefa Pas Lefnim, Vahavikilu Nafla Batafshil, which means that we assume that it can be Mafapea Tocha Kli. So, I mean, this comes up all the time for us in factories. it's a huge issue that we deal with. Namely, let's say this factory makes kosher and non-kosher in the same factory, in different parts of the plant, right? But the standard way that things are heated in plants is through steam, which means that they generate steam in the boiler, and it travels through the plant, right? And the pots that they're heating, that there's food inside, and the outside there are coils of the steam of hot water going around it, right? So do we have to worry that, let's say, the steam heats up, you know, the coils and the water inside, again, it's not touching the food in any way, it's on the outside of the kedera, of the kettle. It heats up on one place, chaza. Do we say, well, it's balei tocha kli, asses the steam, travels all the way back, right? And then that same steam will now be ultimately regenerated, what it is, and will heat the next pot, which will be kosher. So do you say it's chtichinas nevela? It goes through the dofne akli, and asses, the first time it asses the steam, and then when the steam gets to the kosher one, it'll go back in through the, you know, the walls of the pipe and the walls of the.
Why isn't it mikli akli blaruta? There's a thing with the kachazer inside it, and the coils are their own.
Because it's not. If it were separate coils, and there was a, it's what actually it's. It becomes the, it's like not exactly like the walls of the kettle are hollow.
Interesting.
Because if it was coils, then it would be harder to heat it. Because you know it would be right. Inefficient, right? So that's a big problem in plants. And the way when we have that problem, the steam problem. So what the one way that we handle it is that we put a dava poigen inside the water of the thing. So therefore, when the bleer comes in, and usually some of the things that we use is called Beatrix, which has a very bitter, so therefore, when it comes in, it'll be bottled because it's a nice and time of gum. Not all plants, you can imagine, so enthusiastic about using this Beatrix. One of the advantages of Beatrix, as an example, is that you want something that will, when you, you know, after what happens in a plant, you heat with steam, but then the heat dissipates and then it turns back to water, right? And so it has to go around and around and goes back to the boiler, right? So if you just put a denaturant of some kind into the boiler. And they do put stuff in the boiler so that it shouldn't get rust and so on. That might not do the trick because the steam will come off, but the denaturant won't necessarily come out because it doesn't have the same boiling point. So that's you want to get something that will also flow into the steam.
We would say chanan on steam.
So then that's the other. Do you say chanan on steam?
Not a machzik as anything.
Right. I mean, right. Yes. What is steam? Right. So we assume that. I mean, this is the assumption that we were saying.
Lahachme.
Lahachme, right. Like Zaya, right, we have that it goes up
right,
and so on.
I mean,
I remember speaking to the Rav about this once, and I was so shocked about this conversation, because he, about this, says, do you say it's by steam?
Right.
So the Rav tells me, doesn't the Minchas Yitzchak have a tshuva about this? He knows the tshuvas from Yitzchak. You know, how did you know a Minchas, you know? Somebody obviously told it to him because believe me, I promise you, it's not legit.
It's funny that the Rav wasn't going to pass him, like he was saying, look at the poskim. Like,
right, he was just saying, you know, he didn't say what the, I don't remember him saying what the loch is. I don't remember exactly, you know, I couldn't tell. But then said, I think Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva about this.
Very interesting. He wasn't at the posik in like the Metzia, so he was like saying maybe to look at that.
I that was the whole, I don't know. It wasn't me. But this is this halacha. And this halacha that goes through, if you look in the Shach, he quotes a smak. Here, look in the Shach, Ois Yud Ches. Tipas Cholov, Shenofla al Hadofen, al Dofen Hakli.
Misveka misafkilam v'perik dam chatas. He stelts to the lochem urikin shtifa. Right, misafkile v'perik dam chatas imifapei b'chol hakli ilo. Hilka kishinafla neged. There's a lochem urikin shtifa. Right, if I cook kachim in a kli, I have to kasha the kli and I have to do urikin shtifa, hot water and then wash it with cold water. Right, that's the Parshan Tzav. We're going to talk a lot about that in the next week or so. But Mikan Shtifa. But the halacha Mikan Shtifa is that if you cook kachim, so it's machlokes Rambam and Ravid exactly when you have to do the Mikan Shtifa. Is it before it becomes noisa, or Mikan Shtifa, which is the shita of the Rambam, eka vachila, after you do it, or is Mikan Shtifa la'acha that it becomes noisa? That's the shita of the Ravid, you have to kasher, right? But Marikin Shtifa is a mitzvah, it requires Pubakum Kodosh, it requires Dafki Mayim, not Yayin, right? You can't use Shamashkim, even if you hold that you can use Shamashkim for Hagola, Machlok Sushainim. We rely on that Pidyevid. Right? So, Mar says that if you did Marikin Shtifa, do we say it's Mefapein to the whole Kli? So the smak says, well, just like since it's a baidlo ifshuta, so we're going lachumah. So just like it's a shiloh, it's mafepe in the kli to the whole kli. So is it mafepe through the kli into the zofna kli, but into the michael, you know, corresponding to it. So since the shach quotes in oisiyut ches. Zelosan smak tipa shenofla al dofin hakli mesaplan perik dam chatzin by lo yishita imefape bechol hakli ilo hilka kishenofla neged harotev yesh birotev shishim min atipa muta memanushach imefape bechol hakli harin nisbatel vim enem efape as lo yesa Havi ki ilu nafla betavsha av benafla bereka and shemem vapeh bedofen hakdera at samach levoitiv kachkov she'en shishim min hatipa v'api hadvam ha'ela ein divi ha'machaba el shekitzu b'loshin. So this machab is based on this smak shtelin to the loch of Rikin Shtifa to the actual bli in terms of Yisurin. But of course, you were right. If it would be that it was too a double layered, you know, it's then it wouldn't be ain't, yeah, it's not right. Won't go from clear to clear. Okay. So, there's a task here I wanted to do, and that's about the famous task about Trey Mashu Lo Amrinon. If you look in the task, Ois Tessayin, look in the task. In this hour of Yovish B'Yovish, this Taz will be a prelude also to our doing that Reb Chaim that we're talking about. So by Yovish B'Yovish, you don't say this is right. The Lo Aminon B'Shum Isur Chtich Nasa Tevela, right? In the Shavish Yavish B'Yavish. It's only if there was a Bliya. Okay. Pirish Shalob B'Derech B'Yishul Yachad. Taz Dino De Bottle Ha'isa. I'm reading the Taz now, right? So we're going to do this Taz, and you'll see the Nekudas HaKeshev as a completely original approach, very much opposed to this Taz. Pirish Shalob B'Derech B'Yishul Yachad. Taz Dino De Bottle Ha'isa B'Rov. Alkein Im Nis Arev Tchila. Shelo b'rov ain't tzorach achakach rov neged kol hatarovos harishon
Aval nisbash lo yachad vaday aminuch ticha atzunas nevela. V'tzorach shishim behetin nega kolach ticha. Now, kosev hatuha ledasa benotam, sheposuk, sheaf b'shar isurim, efshe lesochto osa, v'chticha nases nevela, davke benoisin tam, shelo hoya behetis shishim levatel ha'isa, shenivlebo. Aval nesu b'mashu, afilu nasim, Nessa machmas mino, she also be masal of Yehuda, lo nasis kula nevela. Adkan lashono. Umokadin zev midi isa beperkid anosha, the rav, the dovish rav came to nasin tambach ticha, ticha atsa nasin nevela, falseris kol hachtichas kula, mneshe mino. Umukle abai hasim, she chtichas nevela, haisa tchila, mispashelis im chtichas, chtich asa ksheva. The kibla tam mihanevela, right? You have the tas inside, okay? Va'achkach tzila kanevela v'niach sham habek sheros imachticha shenesu tchila aminu dechticha shenesu nasis nevela va'oseres kol hachtichos aksheros. Avshe yeshishim negda. Da liba de Yehuda kaiminon de sviri le min b'mino b'mashu. V'hikshu atosus lamalei shachti like the Yehuda holds. That what? Minba mino lo botol, and he learns that from where? Dam hapar and dam asar, right? We know that there's much more dam pav than seer, and still when the Kohen Gadol mixes them together to do the hazos, it's not botol. Right. Kamil dusvila minba mino b'mashu, v'hukshu hatos delamili, shachticha shenesra, nesra mikoach shenevela nosla lobotam. Hafil b'mashu yecholu lesa osa, Mimnei shehimina, ki heche shehi oseres, achakach acheres b'mashu. V'tiris b'en otan, v'zeleshon, dehi gufa mitzvah b'chol shehu, mikom akom lo aminen shetei osa nevela, lesa kol hacheres, kevin shehi atzma lo nesa ele b'chol dehu, akan lashono. Mavur b'zeh, The Afrika shall be Huda have a min bemino bemashu, mikomakum hainu dafka shitchila nesa bemashu. Avlan nisbashu achakach bemino, enkoch lesser im yesh shishim neged hach. In other words, even though we be Huda hold min bemino lo bota, and therefore if it was min bemino in the original Tarovus, let's say, right? But if it got mixed up later on, you would not need shishim. You would say min b'mino, even though it's low bottle, is not the it's not the equivalent of it's becoming osa through tam, right?
Right.
And if it came through tam, then you need shishim against the hochticha. But if it's just min b'mino, it doesn't, right? And we could have understood it, by the way, because if you interpret Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says shitos about tam ki'ika, and it's this hapachlios isa. So that's why you need shishim by tam. But min b'mino is not pshat, that's in this hapichlios isa. It's only a mashu that's there, right? It's just that it's not bottle. So there you don't. So then you only need shishim keneged the what? The isa. So it's only if it's right? That's the simple way to interpret it. Aval. In the special achkach b'mino, ain koch lesser. In yeshishim neged achticha shenesra. Velo asvina mikoch min b'mino b'mashu. Kemi she ain gufa isor kan.
The Taz says it's keneged achticha nesra, not only the mashu, which is surprising. Even though he's saying we don't say chanan here, but he is saying for some reason the
achticha.
You need to,
but if
that's a very strange.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean the hochticha. It's not yotz, because it's not the hochticha. We also because there's bli in the hochticha. But when you cheshbon the shishim, I don't think it.
So he's saying chanan on the hochticha, but really not saying chanan on the general Torah.
Well, I mean that in other words, you don't need shishim against the hochticha. You only need
shishim. He says shishim against the hochticha. He says in kach laser in yesh shishim against the hochticha.
No, but that's for different reason, maybe because we don't know how much there is in the chticha. Right? Hashenesha v'lo amin mikoch bin b'mino b'mashu kem shen kufa isu kan el shabola mi isu mashu
Alkin Hayush Shahtiho Shakshelos Mutoros Avim Nesu Hachticha Tchila Mi Iso Habe Shinosum Botam Azo Seres Bemashu Es Mina Acheros Volomahani Shishim Negda.
Right, no, he seems to say you need Shishim. You need Shishim against the Chticha, but. Tchila by Isa Habe, Shinosin Bar Tam, Azo Seres Bamashu, Es Mina Hacheros, Velomahani Shishim Negda. Okay, let's keep continuing. Mekem Shamina Svara Zos be Sue Mashu, Bemin Bemina Le Behuda, Shahumin Hatora, Kid Isib raise per Kisi Adam, Mikrod Lakach Dam Hapa, Mikol Shakain Shinema Hachi be Isu Mashu Midrabonon, Kagon Chomis be Pesach, the Isu Mashu Shalom Midrabonon, Vachain be Yain Nesach, Pshita Shachol Shinesa Vetchila, Mach Mas Mino be Mashu. Eno osa achakach im nafal la'acherim v'yesh shishim kenegdo da'az ein mashu osa umishum hochi kosev hatur afilo nesem achmas mino she'osha b'mashma l'v'yehudo klo mashu min ha'toyra kidipichis. V'chein pasuk, v'koshigun, chamas b'pesach lididan, then b'mino, ben shalom b'mino, b'shishim, d'mashu, d'mashu hu, also, d'lo nasa nevela, im nasa b'mashu, she also achkach b'mashu, trei mashu lo aminon. Right, so if it also became osa b'mashu, right, the chametz asa b'mashu, ben b'mino, ben shalom b'mino, and that chticha that has fell into other chtichas, right? You need shishim kineged the chticha, but you won't. That chticha will not asa the next one's b'mashu. Let's say if it was chametz, right? It gave time to the first. It's osa b'mashu. And it fell into other ones of Heter, so it wouldn't ask to the other ones. The other ones will be Mutta B'shisha, right? Because Trey Mashu Lo Aminon. V'chein Ba'isi B'drisha, Shehevi B'shem Ma'ashal, L'forish Loshen, Afilu Shikosavatur, Al Kavonu Shikosavti, El Dehuk Shalo Al Zed, Dekem Shisu B'mashu, Mali B'tarovis HaRishon, Mali B'tarovis HaSheni. Bishnu be isa mashu de Behuda te ein osa el bemino vechi nafal achkach beheta she eno mino mesharim ki ilo ha isa atzma nafal sham mavatlin matlinon le beshishim lefisha isha atzma eno osa sham ela beshishim dafka bemino oisa bemashu mashu enkin bechomis bepechsa te af nisharib ki ilo ha isa Lachud nafal shem l'tarov v'sheni afilu le'enu mino mikamakam osa b'mashu v'imkei mai moel tarov v'sheni yosemin harishin akan l'shono kvodu b'mkomo munach avalo dak kavoy. Who's the one who said this?
Drisha.
This is the drisha, right?
Yeah.
Kavoy lo dak kavoy b'toyse sherei sham mairi shenofla hachticha haneseres b'mino kamo she'etakna le'el. V'afilu hochi eno seres b'mashu, t'trei mashu lo aminon. U'kvar haviu kol ha'polskim, tash rabbeinu tam, d'la el. V'chein haviu b'yisa v'heta, klal kof ches, b'shem seif ha'truma, v'chein ma'ashal, b'perak kil ha'nosha, v'chein hevi
Mordechai
Yafa B'Lavush B'zeh. I'm a descendant of the Lavush. Okay. The Chametz B'Pesach V'Yayin Nesach Shenesa B'Mashu lo nasa nevela. Vim chozo v'nofla l'chteva acheres potl b'vov, im eno makir v'im makir mashlich v'sham bo t'akal sham. Fizet shichim anu l'farish hada pasu v'shuchan baruch haim, the din tarov v'schamish b'pesa p'mashu, ki tarov v'shari suim v'shishim, haino b'tarov v'sharishim. Avo b'tarov v'shasheni, eno osu b'mashu es acherim, kemen sha tarov v'shachat lo haisa elam aide mashu. Omar Chasna Zal Pirush Daf Afilu Shekosav Atur La'el Gamkein Achamis BePesach The Lo Aminim Bei Nasis Nevela Ela Shekosav Zela Inin Tavovus Chamis Acha Pesach Dazer Kamatur Lo No Bebay The Lo Nasis Nevela Masu Tocha Pesach Also Ve'Ein Zem Mechuvan Mid the Poisik Atur The Gamli Yehuda B'Mino B'Mashu Lo Nasis Nevela Kol Shechem B'Chamis Afilu Tocha Pesach Came with Bemashu Kula Eno Elamit Rabbanon, Vachain Nira Ika El Tzachino Anu Levar, the Hadakas of Toysis El, Beshem Rabbinatam, the train Mashalo Aminon Sham, Mari Shachticha, Isa Heisni Keres, Lohi Tiru Sham, Ela Pleitosa, She Eno Seva Bemashu, the Alkane Bechamis Befest Nami, Ein Lahokil, Ela Kishinasa, Ticha Bemashu, the Chazov and Nafla Keres, the Sulku, the Ein Pleitosa, O Seres Bemashu. Kol shiyei shishim kinegda. Avo belach belach shenis arev b'derech zeh ein lahokil. Kem shikva nesa halach harishon b'teravoso lo mahani le achakach tavovus hasheni to also isa enu misbatel la'olam. You know what he's saying? Because if it's lach belach, it's not pshat the false to the tavovus. It's the same tavovus. It's the same mino, right? V'chein chticha b'yavosh shenesu machmas masha v'ein makirin osu shenesu b'isa v'im nama shenispata b'rov v'acheres setod b'plukzo shehevi b'ashulchan orach v'roi lahach mivzeh v'chein pasuk b'lavush and so on v'ein lano hatarak im makir v'silku t'ein d'ein pleitoso osez b'masha kem t'lo nesu rak machmas masha v'tchila kachin on yetai z'borah v'nochan. So the Shach disagrees with this in the Dekudas HaKesef. He says like this. Look at the Dekudas HaKesef. He said, "Ein dvarav nechonim b'kama dinim shonim." Right? You have the Nekudas HaKesef. So he says. He said, "I just want to just first tell you the framework of this. This shaila depends on how you understand the loch of min b'mino is not bottle. A contributor that min b'mino is all bottle, you can interpret them one of two ways." And it could be the tamkik is the opposite. One way min b'mino lo batal means that min b'mino lo batal means it's not that there's no tarovus. There is a tarovus, but it's a separate locha that there's no het of bittel, right? There's no chalos bittel, but there is a tarovus, right? The other way to interpret is min b'mino doesn't create a tarovus. Tarovus is defined by a hisnakshus, the contrast between the heter and the isur. But if it's min b'mino, that should be Yehuda's halacha. That it's Hafkos Tavovus.
So you're saying the Ran?
So.
In the Tar?
The Ran by Dov Shesh Matirin? No, I'm just.
That's the man to be basically.
Right.
Says that. That's why Dov Shesh Matirin, according to. Even the Chachamim agreed.
Right, because it's not. Because it comes like Heta Beheta. Right. So. The Rav said from Chaim. The thing that would lend us to think that the halacha of they're not going to work out like this. But Chaim used to say that according to Yehuda, min b'mino lo bottle is not a halacha in the chaloi spittle. It's a halacha that there's no tarovus for havaya that it's related to the dam hapav dam hasoyer. You notice they're still called dam hasoyer here to do the hazor, right? So
that's
in that case it's lach b'lach. Right. So you mean he has a distinction? He says by lach b'lach. Right. Okay. So let's just see how this plays out.
The angel of Nechon became a dinim shonim. The gabba masha hesig alavama, valadrisha valabach, hela kamshunim kamosha evair. Berosh masha rotsaloma de bechomets bepesach. You see that in the Tkudas Akesav, the Shach gets his dander up, which he doesn't have in general in the Shach. He's sort of frustrated with the Taz. There may be historical reasons for that. You know, there's a lot of pressure on the Shach. You know, how is this young whippersnapper who was only 30 years old, whatever it was, how old he was when he wrote the Shach, disagreeing with the Rosh Vada, Rabba Ratzos, and so on. But anyhow, this is his response with his guns blazing. Berosh Masharotzu Lama de Bechomis Bepesach Shinispashal im Chticha Vaachach Nispashal also Chticha im Acheros Eno Oseres Bemashu, right? Because that's the Tash Kiddush, right? If something was also Chomis became, was cooked with something, right? So it's but, right, and it would have been bottled, but it's not bottled because Chometz is also B'mashu, and that gave time into something else. So that's what the Taz is Mekil, and he says that's like Rabbi Natan, the Trey Mashu Lo Aminon, that the Shach is going to disagree with completely. Hudova Tamua V'Sha'alti L'Kamer Rabboni K'Shishoi V'Gdolei Hamorim V'Kulam Amru Pe'Echad Ma'olam Nogin Leso Kol HaTarovas. When this comes up, they ask on Pesach all the Tarovas, not like the Taz that's Mekil. V'chein Mashma V'Divri HaTur Orochayim Simen, right? U'Medivri HaRamor Sham K'moshe Kosev. You know, the Taz K'moshe Kosev V'Somach V'chein Nira Be'emes D'har Mikom Mokom Oso Tam Mashu Shebechticha HaRishona Oseres Shuv Acheres Kevin the Chomis Bepesach B'Mashu Ben B'Mino Ben Shelo B'Mino V'Lo Domi L'Mashu Kosev Atoises V'Harosh V'Atur Gabi Min B'Mino L'Rub Yehuda Dimnesa Hachticha Tchila B'Mashu Mach Masmino V'Nispash La'Achakach Im Hachticha Savcheres Eino Oseres B'Mashu Afo Pishay Minon The Hosum Hainu Tama, the Kevin de Lo Amino, the Chticha Nasis Nevela, Kevin Shalom Nesu, Benois and Tam, Imkin Lekala Maimon, the Osu Mashu, Shachticha Yesu, Kol Hachticha Zacheris, the Kem the Chticha Lo Nasis Nevela, Imkin Lo Havi Osu Mashu, Lugabi Hachticha Zacheris, Mino, Lo Shaminu Behuda, the Amamin, Bemino Lobotel, Elkisha Osu Min, who shall Isu Levado, Avalokisha. A koach acha ba'ur. This he uses the expression from Baba Kama, right? From Eish. Koach acha ma'ur ba'bo. V'hochinam keva shachticha lo nasis nevela. V'im kein osu mashu ma'ur ba'koach acha. V'choshev eno minu legabe hachticha. Okay. So he says, this halacha that we don't say try mashu, he said that's only in the case of Yehuda. Why? Because Yehuda only... Rabbi Yehuda only asks is when it's what? Min b'mino, right? Ta'ama min b'mino lo botel, kasha also min, right, we just said, right. But if it's koch ach ma'uravbo, so that's not called min b'mino anymore. In other words, it's only when it stands by itself. If it's in order to be transported into the next, you know, tarovis, it's coming with the time of the heter as well, so that's not called... That's no longer called min b'mino. The gabi hachatichas acheres. The also mashu who ma'ur v'achatichas ena muravim im ein mino zed domi l'chavero. V'hochim mashma l'hedjim im machakosav haran sov per gid hanosha v'zeh l'shono v'ik l'meinu kocho kev d'rav v'bihud esvirle l'ameli shetite natan b'chatichat the afil b'mashu hu Afil b'mashu nami mitzvah, kevin de min b'mino lo botel. V'nirli d'chol shalo noson tam b'chticha, af agav de mitzvah lo choshev isu l'meim b'bo chticha atzeh nasis nevela. V'chol she'enu nasis nevela, enu oseres kol ha'chtichos kulam. Da af agav de amrab Yehuda min b'mino lo botel, lo shaminu lei hochi
kol shetam acha shel hetem uvbo akan lashono av b'chomis b'pesach. But you know, he's saying like this: this halacha that Rabbi Hud contributed to trim mashu lo amino is because the second mashu is no longer called min b'mino, because it's not an independent mino. It's only because it's coming with the heta. So it itself is no longer called min b'mino. But he says by Pesach, even though Pesach is midrabon and isha mashu, but there you would say trim mashu because it's not pshat. It's a cloud trim mashu lo amino. The cloud according to the shach is the second mashu is no longer called min b'mino. But over here by chametz, that the isus and isu mashu ben bemino ben shelo bemino, it's the only isu in the Torah like that. That asus ben bemino ben shelo bemino b'mashu, right? So it doesn't make a difference. That's not mino. It's also ben bemino ben she'eno mino. So therefore it'll taka biyosa. So let's say this chicken got a tam of got a little bit of chametz was mixed with it, even though it didn't get a tam of chametz. It was less than she. It was only a mashu, but it asked the mashu. It'll ask the next one also b'mashu, because what? Because chametz is also b'mino b'mshenu mino. The kevin said also b'mashu min b'mino ben shelo b'mino imken afilu tema the kevin shikoch acha shel heta meurabo choshev eno mino mikomakom ha also b'mashu afilu shelo b'mino. Nimtzu yafa kivno hadrisha v'abes chadosh b'zeh the b'chametz b'pesach oisa also k'tich la'olam acha kach kacheos ba'kochach tzoch l'farish gam divei v'morcha yafa the chametz b'pesach the kosher kan ha'ene k'moshe kosher b'es chadosh shenis ava k'tichos acha b'pesach omar shenis ava b'yovish omar shenis ava b'ere pesach acha chatzos v'k'moshe echto b'somach. Right. So, but what is the shiloh over here? What is this issue revolve around? So, the shiloh is how you interpret. You know, if it was based on mashu, it became also because min b'mino lo batal. So then it would not ask the next, right? Trei mashu lo amino would not ask the next tarovis. Why? Because you see, he holds that min b'mino is not pshat min b'mino lo batal. That's not bottle and it doesn't create a tarovis. No, the xeris across the vintage, there's no chalos bittle, but there is a tarovis, and therefore in the next tarovis, it doesn't asa. But if the reason it became asa was because there was a blias tam, right? So that's like nikaisa, and that'll asa in the next one as well, right? Even that's so. And what does the taz hold? The taz holds. I mean, the shach holds that the halacha of min b'mino, you know, it's not that mashu. It's not that mashu wouldn't ask to the next one. Mashu would ask to the next one. Just what? It's never called. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino lo batal. It's only the next one is because it's also min b'mino. But the next one is no longer. That's the shach's claim. It's no longer called min b'mino because it's kolachachem uravo. And the taz holds. And the Tassos is sepalocha, that mashu, that trei mashu lo aminon, that through mashu you can't create chetich nasis nevela. Right, so we're going to talk more about this, you know, when we do that Reb Chaim inside. Okay, now, what's the loch of min b'mino? We have to talk about it. So if you can please look at that Reb Chaim. And I want to just say something on the parsha. I saw something. Again, I look sometimes at this website, not this website, he sent the email he sends me, Yoshua Berman, you know, things that he heard from his Rebbe, from Moshe Twersky. It's very, very moving. But the last week's was so poignant because he writes...
What's the website?
I don't know if it's called... Vayigdal Moshe. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
But he tells this story. He said, Rabbi Twersky said... That you know, this is last week's parsha of Nikdash was Sofer Yisrael. So he says that he said that Rabbi Twersky said that sometimes there's certain halachas you just have to know. For example, you have to know the halachas of Yalav Yavo because you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. You know whether it's Rosh Chodesh that you don't have to be Chayzer or for Mara, but for the, you know, because you're in the middle of Shemoneh, you can't look it up. So he said one of the lochas you have to know is the lochas of you have to know the lochas of Kiddush Hashem.
because when you're in a state of extremist, you can't look it up.
You said that.
And then he says, also so poignant, he says, you know, it says by the story of Rabbi Akiva, you know, Rashi says in Chumash, in last week's Pasha, that if a field b'mezid, but you know, that if you look in the Rambam, you know, if you do an Aveira, b'mezid, you know, the Rambam calls that also, that's called Chil Hashem, right? But then the Rambam says that also if you're tempted to do an Aveira, you know, there's a lot of Kiddush Hashem has to be with Rabbim, b'fnei Asar b'Yisrael. It's a Shaila, what about, he said, right, towards the end of the Shaila, does he count for the 10? But right, by Sheva Brachas, the Chosin counts for the 10. What about for Kiddush Hashem, does he count for the 10? So he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's Perakei Halacha Yud, and you saw the Atoyah when he speaks about the Halachas of Kiddush Hashem. I don't have the Rambam in front of me, but he says that if you do an Aveira, if you do an Aveira and you do Barabim, that's called Chil Hashem Barabim. And then he speaks about the Yochid. If the Yochid does it, and as you know, he's tempted and he's poimish from an Aveira, and he doesn't do it, that's also called Kiddush Hashem. So Kiddush Hashem is possible even by Yochid. And the Rambam quotes like Yosef, who was tempted by Ashes Potiphar, Ashes Rabo, the Rambam calls it, and he doesn't give in, that's also called Kiddush Hashem. Right? So, and then he tells, you know, the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, also so poignant, the story about Rabbi Akiva, when they took him out to be killed, and they, you know, they flayed his skin, and till they came to Makom Tefillin, they said Shema, and the Talmidim said Ad Kan. So what does it mean, Ad Kan? So it means, the simple pshat, I think, means what? How do you interpret the Gemara there?
Even
to this point, right. Do you have to, you know, so, but he said, he quotes from the Goyin, that the Gross said, it means, Ad Kan, the Talmidim said, why do you only say one Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad? Why not the rest of the Kriya Shema? So the answer is because this was the Miyachi, the Kiddush Hashem, that he's dying on Kiddush Hashem, defining that that's based on the Pasuk of what? Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. You know, the Kiddush of Yichud Hashem. So it also seemed to me so, you know, he's quoting that, even that was exactly his circumstance. He was killed while they were davening in the shul. So I just found it so extraordinarily poignant. Just an amazing story. Anyhow, so I was going to just tell you something. The Ramban, you know, it says, Emel Kohanim Yamata, right? The double language. Why the double language? So the Ramban talks about it. Of course, he's Toichel Ibn Ezra, as he always is. Well, I shouldn't say always, but almost always.
By the Sela Zazel.
He says Emor means tell everybody the halachas that were taught before. V'yamata, those are the specific halachas related to the Kohanim. That's the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban doesn't like it, but the one thing we learn, Rashi quotes from Ramban, we know Emor lahasik dolam alaktanim. Right, that there's an east mitama cotton, right? Emo v'yamata. So I'll just tell you the story I once heard from the Rav. I'm trying to remember it as he said it. But he told the story. He said that his father, Rav Moshe, went with his father, with Rav Chaim, to an esefer of Rabbanim, in the Jewish one, and Rav Meir Simcha was there. So Rav Meir Simcha said, my father was always thinking and learning. So Rav Meir Simcha asked him, oh, Rav Chaim, was tracht you yet? What do you think about in learning now? So he was thinking about this Shaila, a Kohen who's an androgynous. Now a very contemporary kind of Shaila, right? A Kohen who's an androgynous, chatzi isha. So according to the Raiva holds, this sounds like a Midchas Chinuch kind of thing, right? a Kohen who's an androgynous who's 12 years old. And he's a Kohen and goes into the Oyel HaMeis. Is he Chayiv Malchus? So the Mason Pashtus is not Chayiv because Maman of Shach. If he's a woman, he's not Muzuran Tuma. And on the side that's a man, is what?
He's not
13. He's not 13, right? The Ravid holds that an androgynous is not a suffix, it's a chatzi ish, chatzi isha. That's the shit that's a Ravid, right? So Moshe said that he'd get Malkus. I don't think he'd implement it because down the, well, half of it is a cotton, right? But he said she'd be chayiv Malkus. Why? Because that the woman should be chayiv from a tamis a cotton. Because the other side is right, the Hazik Don Malakdan. That's what Moshe said. And Reb Chaim liked it, but Reb Chaim said no. He thought that he'd get Malkus, that the Godel would become, he said like this, according to the Ravid, androgynous, in Gavra is an Ish and an Isha, but in Heftza, it's one Heftza. So since he brought Simonim, which would be good, right? He brought Simonim. And so since she's a Gdola, and Heftza at both, so Reb Chaim assumed that it would become a Godel at that point. No, because yeah, he had the shonim of an isha.
According to the
Ravid. That's something like Chaim, something like that. Gavu to Gavu, and Cheftu was on Chef, something like that. Anyhow, that was what they were thinking about in those days.
Was that life over
early? I might have told you this before, but I'll just tell you which is I think the most wonderful word in Lag BaOmer from the Rav. I wrote this in my Clinton book, so please look it up. I wrote this to Bill Clinton. He wrote me back a note that he thought he was completely ignorant of this, and he was so. And this came to him in a day that he needed inspiration. But the Rav said like this: what do we celebrate Lag BaOmer? So we know that Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim that died from Pesach till Atzeres, till Shavuos, right? And the plague abated, let's say, in Lag BaOmer, right? They didn't die in Lag BaOmer. So the Rav said, first of all, he said he thought that this thing, you know, it wasn't just a disease or a plague that afflicted. This was a metaphor. His Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva was the proponent of the Bar Kokhba rebellion. They died in the battle with Rome. They were soldiers and they were killed. So what is it about Lag BaOmer? So the Gemara says then when it tells us the story about the Edomon Yavamis, it also says that then Rabbi Akiva went to where? To the Dorum. And he found five Talmidim. And those five Talmidim, Reb Meir and Reb Shmuel Yochai and so on, he rebuilt Torah with those Talmidim, right? That's the Gemara. So Rav said, that's what we celebrate Lag BaOmer. Here is Rabbi Akiva. His life's work is destroyed. Everything, every place he looks is desolation. All his Talmidim killed. You know, there's nothing left. Just every place, total destruction. And then Rabbi Akiva goes to the south. At 24th, he finds five Talmidim, and from that he rebuilds Torah. He said, "What well, we and he said the Rav, you know, suggested he went Lag BaOmer was the day that he went to the south and found those Talmidim. So when we celebrate Lag BaOmer is even in the midst of all this desolation and horror, right? Is the indomitable will and faith and optimism of Rabbi Akiva." That's what we celebrate Lag BaOmer.
It fits with
the one Marcus.
I'm saying that the Kabbalah, at least now, say that Lag BaOmer was the day that Rishon Bar Yochai was at Smicha. So it makes sense that it would be that.
Or he told over his chidushim. And
or was the day that he at Smicha, which would have been from Rabbi Akiva, then after the.
Right. So the Pichoda says, I found later, the Pichoda says, similar to what he says, that was the day he gave these five Talmidim smicha.
Yeah,
right. Like the Rav. So, in others, this was the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. His extraordinary optimism, even with everything was so bleak, you know, he saw in the with so little the possibility of so much. And that's Rabbi Akiva that the Gemara tells us in the end of Makos, that when he saw the Chobin, when all the other Tanoim were crying, you had to show the possibility to laugh, that the even in the midst of this terrible scene of the fox going out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, the possibility that, you know, the Nevuah of Zecharia, therefore, or the certainty that the Nevuah of Zecharia will be fulfilled. That's a wonderful thought, the Rav said. So this is my book, so Clinton liked it very much. Yeah.
next three weeks, I'm going to be in different parts of the world. I'm in Chicago for an offer final class in this week. And then I'm going to be in Israel for Shavuos. So I'm going to be from Sunday to Sunday.